All right, 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. I've got Dead Penetration here, and we are just having kind of a more fun show today. I had such a crazy show last time with the whole CIA thing and all the pedophilia that was going on in the CIA. I figured I wanted to do something a little bit different this time. Just talk about everything. Now, I mean, I can talk about the future, what I've got planned for the channel, but I mean, it's not really sure. I mean, I've been talking about it on the server, but for those that don't know, I'm planning on doing a lot of things in January because I'll be going back on my normal shift again, so I'll be able to do things at night like I used to. So basically, I am talking to my artists right now. I said we're going to have a bunch of artists, a bunch of artwork going up. But we're also going to have, we've got a comic channel that I just started. So comic reads are going to start going up there. And I'm going to start trying to find stuff that's important. Like, I don't know what I'll be able to post because, you know, if I read Transmetropolitan, that's owned by DC. So I probably can't read everything. We'll just see how that works. And I'm also going to do the Odyssey channel, which is something that I've been looking into for a while. It's just Odyssey requires a lot because I have to go into the Discord server and, you know, just a bunch of other shit just to verify yourself, because apparently I've already been under Odyssey, but I don't remember my Odyssey password. So basically, I just have to redo everything there, and it's kind of a hassle. But I'm going to definitely go on there and have that as a fourth channel. So we'll see. I don't think I want to put hentai up there, though. I think I'm just going to put show content up there. Just kind of, well, the BitChute gets both. But I think it'll just be the only one that gets just shows. So if you want to just check out my shows, that's where that's going to go. And it'll be just called the Grim Articles Show Channel is what that'll be. And of course, anybody that supports the, like, I don't want to do a million Patreons because some people are like, oh, I don't want to support Grimm's Hentai Corner, but I want to support Grim Articles Show. And that's going to be confusing as all fuck. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to work with that. Because we have the Grimm's Hentai Corner Patreon.
Does it have a thing where they can put memos of what they want to do? You can do, you know, because they do that with church offerings sometimes. Like, I want this to go to missions, or I want this to go to...
Oh, no, they don't do anything like that. You have to hit a button. That was pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's some of the ideas I've got planned. Additionally, I've talked to all my previous interviewees. We're going to get back with them. I definitely want to talk with Dollhouse Phil again. And, of course, I'll be talking with him. And it's now Justice Aurum. He's no longer Phoenix. And I'll talk with him. And I'll be talking with, let's see, I want to talk with Maya Chan again. I'm trying to get her on Drexel's show, but she said she didn't respond when I asked if she had any kind of story she wanted to share for the Thoughtmas thing. Like, because he said he wanted tales from women about men that have just been less than what they claim to be, stuff like that. So she didn't really respond to that one, but I think she would be a good fit, being that she's a sex therapist and a hentai degenerate, and it's very rare to find in a woman. So, yeah. But I am going to try to interview with her again. Definitely interview a lot of you other guys that have been here for a while I haven't really got to talk with professionally, so I want to go ahead and do that. Definitely, if you listen to the interview I did with Maya, that's pretty much how it's going to sound, because I figured out how to get my shit working right. So that shouldn't be an issue. Everything should sound pretty good. We shouldn't have any quality issues that we've had with the previous Dollhouse Phil and the previous Phoenix show that we did. That one did not turn out well at all. So I like the show, but it just didn't record well. And that sucked, because it was the only thing I had Drexel actually on my show. So So I've got to get my shit together and get that shit better recorded, which I did. I mean, like I said, what you saw with Maya and what you hear with Ken is pretty much how we're going to do it. Yeah, Ken and I are definitely doing a show again. I did talk with him about that, so that's going down. So much I want to talk to him about, especially since everybody and their mother's been trying to dox him, especially on Ron Soyer's side. Now he's got the cucks. He has the Karens to worry about. Now he's got the cucks. And of course, Nick got the word out about that. Talking about how fucking dumb Ron Soyer actually is. So I'm glad to see that, you know, Nick's actually kind of, you know, got his back on that one. They need to leave Ken the fuck alone, honestly. And I think Justice says he wants to talk about the ethics of robots with Phil. And that would be interesting. I think that'll be a neat show. I want to do that kind of show for sure. Of course, I told him, I said, look, it's going to be... Because he's been watching that Blade Runner, Black Lotus, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
And I... Or Adult Swim.
I've been told it's not a very good adaptation at all. I've been told it wasn't good. It's not...
A lot of people have been talking about it, but I don't... I hadn't watched a full episode of it yet.
But he seems to like it, and he said he did read the books and everything, so it does, it is kind of, I mean, if he's read the books and he likes it, it is what it is. But anyway, yeah, he's been watching a lot of that, and I'm like, dude, robots of that nature are not going to be a thing till long after we're dead. So even trying to, like, talk about that sort of thing is just kind of, like, it's theorizing at best. You can't really say, oh, yeah, a robot will do this, a robot will do that, because you don't really know what a robot is going to do that's that advanced until it actually appears. Like, you can say, oh, well, we think that could happen, or it's a possibility that this will happen. And you have to really have some hard data on something that is, it's such an infantile stage that there's no way we could know what's going on. But, by the way, while we're here and talking about robots... My sponsor, Spinning Robot Pussy, who now wants me to promote a new item that he has devised called the Follow Me Eyes, and I'll be getting a pair soon. Basically, they're doll eyes, and when you put them on, they follow you around. The eyes move with you. Yep. I don't know how they do it.
You have to wear a sensor or something?
I don't think so. He said, I mean, he showed how they work. But, basically, yeah, they're...
You know what you could do to get something to follow the eyes around? Get a real person.
Well, no, but I like the Follow Me Eyes because they're creepy.
Yeah.
I like the Follow Me Eyes because they're creepy.
Anything that'll make your doll more creepy, yeah.
Yes, I like that. So, you'll have the green Follow Me Eyes. I said I wanted... The what was it, style 8? I don't know how much they are, but I'll leave a link, and he said this is a new product he's coming out with and he wants to promote it. So if you like the Follow Me Eyes, you know, go pick those up at the link, and I'll make sure to update my link list with that so people can check out the Follow Me Eyes in addition to the regular Spinning Robot Pussy. I'm glad that he's coming out with more items. Pretty good. Now, other thing I need to talk about. I didn't talk about this, but Yoshken actually, I don't know if I mentioned this, but he had everything, his whole house burned down while he was on the road. He's a trucker. Came home, his whole house was just burnt to the ground, everything. So, he's doing a GoFundMe. And I have sent him a little bit of money, and I hope he will as well, because he needs $10,000. He's not up there yet, but he's only at about $1,000, so he still needs about $9,000. They won't let him get any money, because GoFundMe does shit like that. So go ahead and donate, and I'll leave a link for that if I can remember it. I will definitely make sure to do that, and put that in the, maybe not the description, but in the comments box. And also, Let's see. Revy had some things he wanted me to talk about. Because I fucked up. So I'll be playing this while I'm reading, which is a new thing for me. So we're going to try this out. Okay, I'm the only one in the Discord. I figured this much. But let's see here. What did he have to tell me? Let's see. I don't think... Well, there is a higher difficulty for this if it seems too easy. And I haven't fought any bosses yet, have you?
Not yet.
It doesn't mean...
We've just gotten the second stage.
Right, but I don't think we fought the first boss.
Well, you think about... say Ninja Turtles, it was like, I want to say the second stage before you fought anybody, really.
Right.
Yeah.
You had that, okay, you're talking about
Rocksteady.
Yeah, you're talking about Ninja Turtles, the arcade game too. So yeah, in the Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, you have the building that's on fire, and then after that you have the... I mean, you did fight people, because remember that the Foot Clan soldiers
people,
would
but
come
like
out?
Like, main bosses, I don't know.
Yeah.
Rocksteady
was
a
boss.
Boss.
Rocksteady was definitely a boss in that yep. level. Oh, we have to go this way. We gotta go back for some reason.
Well,
okay.
Because it says.
Yeah, because it says to do so. Well, oh!
Okay.
So we're climbing up a mountain. Okay, that's kind of cool. It's... Alright, give me a minute. Let me find that damn thing that he wants me to read. Alright, here we go. Because I fucked up on some of these tech articles. He's been paying attention to my tech articles. Okay. Hold on. Alright, here we go. The frog thing you covered on December the 4th. From a robotics perspective, self-replicating robots from raw materials have mostly been theory, but they never leveraged biomechanics, and yet it isn't quite reproducing like a frog either. If you consider that GMOs are man-made things that reproduce, this might be more of a GMO biology invention than in robotics. I think it's impressive, although I'd have to read the paper. Now, Sophia. If you remember, I did the Sophia video about how she wanted to raise a family, and everybody's like, oh, robot waifu that wants to raise kids. She's trad-based robot waifu. Okay. Well, he's talking about that, too. Sophia, she says whatever the programmers tell her to say, albeit with extra steps. Oh, there's your boss right there, ain't it? No?
Just a
strong enemy. Like, damn. Thieves.
Look like Muslims.
They look like,
they don't look like they're from Europe, per se.
Okay. Okay, the programmers would probably, like, it'd get a lot of publicity if she said she wanted children, and then one of two things happened. The programmers just outright made her say it. Or, Sophia is programmed to say whatever is expected based on a data set. If her data set includes I like donuts as a response to everything, then she's gonna think I like donuts is a valid response to everything. The programmers probably fed her a ton of texts where people were talking about wanting a family. Yeah. On that note, Kajiwoto is amazing. So there is some fact checking and correcting from a guy that's actually a robotics engineer. Don't forget, this guy's a robotics engineer. So he knows what the hell he's talking about.
Well, yeah, they hadn't got consciousness.
Yeah.
They got whatever they are told to...
just to say and...
rationalize.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So even if you give them a phrase, they're mind goes through choices that the programmer is giving them to choose from to answer, depending on what phrases, probably keywords or what it reads.
And I am sure that Kajiwoto is amazing. It's just going to take a while before we can actually...
Yeah, I mean, you can easily be fooled by...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Programming, but...
No, that's actually fine. A lot of people don't mind. I mean, it just depends. A lot of people seem to like that. So it's whatever. As long as it works. Let's see. But one thing I was talking about, and I'll talk about this a little bit more in other shows, I guess, but they are trying to basically, like, I think the gaming industry isn't going to be that big of a thing in the next couple of years, because they're gearing up for a full-on VR industry. And everybody's talking about this Matrix Awakens demo. The purpose of that Matrix Awakens demo is to get everything processing in real time so that they can have a world where you can walk around in and everything processes fast enough for it to actually make sense. If you're in a virtual reality world and shit's constantly buffering and taking forever to load, you're not going to have that much fun. And you have to have a seamless open world experience, because they're trying to make, like, alternate worlds for people to basically... live in. Like, that's the goal. Ready Player One is pretty much what they want. Just gonna be honest with you. So, more or less, they're just gonna make it to where you put on your headset and you have a whole nother life, and it's gonna be crazy. People really won't want to play games that much. They'll want to be in the game. And that's what they're trying to do. But what will happen is it will kill story writing. Because if people want to be in the game, then you can't really have a character with a distinct background and story. It's a little hard to do that, because you've got Joe Schmo or whatever, just regular old fat Joe Schmo. Yeah, he's hardly the mercenary. He doesn't quite have the build the hardened mercenary. I don't think that's going to work for old Joe Schmo. Damn, those fucking chariots. Oh, I died. The chariots beat me. I got to be careful of those chariots. Because you can't actually kick them, you know, like you... Oh, shit. Like, see, you think you could kick them off. Like the Ninja Turtles, and you can't do it. But yeah, that's what they're trying to do, because VR is a $900 billion industry predicted. So yeah, they are going to fight pretty hard to keep that industry going. Don't really know what else, well, I mean, I was thinking about it, how relationships would work, and I just figure, mainly what people will do is they will get even lazier, and they will just give shit less about their body, because what they're gonna do is they're just gonna create their own avatar, and their avatar is gonna look like them on their, like, better than them. And they're just gonna basically have relationships and sex and whatever in the avatars. And it's gonna take a little while for it to catch on completely, but a lot of people will soon prefer it.
Here, come over here and push your B on the apple.
But a lot of people will start to prefer that, and that's pretty much what's gonna happen, because... Again, we're in a cage. The idea, the goal is the prison planet. Alex Jones is right. It is a prison planet goal. But it's very easy to get people to stay inside the prison if the if the walls are, I guess, draped with fine linens, I suppose you could say. Something like that. As long as the place looks nice, as long as it's inviting, a person won't leave. That's like a lot of prisoners. You put like a good TV in there or something, they don't want to fucking leave. Like, I'll stay in jail forever. Fuck it. But, man, those chariots. Well, he's such a big guy. See? I just... The chariots are everywhere. Those chariots are tough. I don't want no more of these damn chariots. Because I don't even have any... Be careful. If he hits me, I'm dead. And what sucks about this game is if I die, you die.
Yep.
That is one flaw. Now, luckily, I'm a pretty damn good beat-em-up player, so I should probably be able to get past this. I just don't want to get one hit. Yeah, there's more. Ooh! That's it. That was it. That one guy got me. Oh, that one guy got me. I wonder what these stars, what these things on the top do. Oh, they're a super move. If you push the Y button, it'll do your super move. Yeah. Alright. But yeah, the VR thing, that's here to stay. Games are going to continue to get more woke, like we're seeing with, Forgone, and they're trying to charge $70 for it on Steam, and Epic Games Store, I think, is getting Final Fantasy VII Remake, and they're going to charge $70 for it, and it's only 10% of the first disc, is what people are saying. It's like, not even that much of the game.
Yeah.
So they're gonna charge for that. And, I mean, there's been a couple of others. The Game Awards show was a joke. We knew it was gonna be a woke joke. I didn't even bother watching it. And if you cut all the ads, there was a thing... Hard Drive made an article, a satire article, that said people use ad blocker on the Game Awards, and it was only 7 minutes long after that. Because that's all it was. It was just a bunch of bullshit. They were advertising this and that and the other. A lot of political correctness and wokeness and bullshit. Like, I couldn't believe the fucking stuff they were talking about in the Game Awards. It was cringe. That's how bad it was. Online bullying. Stuff like that. I think they had some shit on diversity or something. I don't know. It was just really... Like, nobody wants to hear about that bullshit. They want to hear about new games.
Yeah, nobody in the game.
And you had Elden Ring. People wanted to see that trailer. And they advertised Alan Wake 2. So, I haven't even played the first one yet. I've got it. I haven't played it. But Alan Wake 2, probably be woke. And a bunch of other games they announced. Bunch of different things. Nothing on Capcom's end, though, as far as I can tell. Damn. So you're gonna end up dead, too. These damn... They gotta be able to disable those things, so...
Can you dumb it down a little bit?
Yeah, seriously. Like, you cannot get past those chariots. Look! Now you're the one getting hit by the chariots. But yeah, in other news, I have been arguing with a fellow on the GOG forums, because GOG released quite a few games. They released the games from the Dr. Pink Cake. I might have talked about that, but the I don't think I did talk about that. The Dr. Pink Cake games, Being a Dick Season 1 and 2, and Acting Lessons. You get all of them right now for $35, and that is a top-selling pack. Remember, Season 2 doesn't officially come out until January the 22nd, so you have to wait a little bit on that, guys. But that one, and then after that, you have JAST USA, good friends and partner of mine. They released Venus Blood Hollow and the other Venus Blood game, Frontier. They released both of those games on GOG, and they have the uncut patches. So you have the uncut content available as a free download. It's on the website, so you don't have to worry about that. The games are fairly priced. I mean, Venus Blood Hollow International is $50. It is $35, but you are getting a full SRPG experience. There's a lot of really hardcore shit if you use the adult patch, but you don't have to use the adult patch. So if you're like, oh, I just want to play a fun kind of lewd, but actually really story-driven, and they do mean story-driven, because you can be bad or good. You can do horrible things, or you can be the hero. Depends on what you want to do. And it plays a little bit like Warcraft is what I've seen, because you have to raise units and build bases and shit. So go ahead and give that one a try. And of course there is...
Come down here, because they run across the top.
Oh, they run across it. Oh, yeah. Well, no, not all the time. Ah! It sucks that, again, they should really have it where you can have...
It's going to be a...
It should be a hard level. This is only 1-4.
It's going to be a whole video if you ain't careful.
I know. Wow. Yeah, you're right. It's hard. It's a hard fucking level. We just got slaughtered by these damn chariots.
And there's no defense.
Mm-mm. No, there's no way you can defend against the chariots. You just have to walk out of the way of them.
At least that I know of. I mean, there might be.
But I will say that, yeah, I got in an argument with a guy, basically, who was, let's see, what was he doing? All right, he was some guy on the GOG forums over there on the Venus Blood post, and that went up to 100-something comments. Because, of course, there were people on there talking about how awful it was for GOG to have adult games. Of course, they always say that. But then you have this one guy that's like, well, this isn't a proper translation. And Jess had this one guy that got Rance's mythology wrong and blah, 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 blah. And he went on and on and on and on and on. And you know how far he went on? He actually admitted that he not only went to the developer or the publisher and sent them a really stupid email. He said, oh, you're going to have that guy come in and ruin this game? Like, that was his email. He didn't say it in a professional way, but he managed the publisher, or he messaged the publisher. He literally sent him and emailed him and said, hey, you're going to have that guy destroy this? That's a really shitty way. Of course, he didn't get a response back from him either. But guess what happened? Their staff came in. And he started arguing with the staff. Now, this is something you usually can't do on GOG, but they didn't have themselves orange tagged. And usually when you orange tag yourself, that shows you're a developer. And if people start fighting with developers and shit too much, their mods will come in. Well, GOG didn't have them orange tagged. So he got in a fight with Blood. Like, literally got in a fight with a guy that owns Jazz. Like, runs the company. And it got angry. Oh, it got... It got really bad.
Shit.
I know. It got really bad. He told the guy, he says, I don't want you as a customer. He's like, go ahead and refund your game, you know, all that other stuff. It's like, I mean, he was done. He got mad. Because dude was trying to say that basically they weren't translating games properly and just all this other shit. And we talked about the closed game translation. Now, a couple things, since you guys have already seen the closed game translation now, there are some things I need to talk about that this guy did get right. However, I'm glad they changed him. In the original closed game, Celicia does not curse that much. She does not curse that much. She's not very foul because Japanese really don't have curse words. But translated, a lot of those things in Japanese are curse words. So Celicia is that foul. She's just not that foul in the Japanese element because Japanese don't really have that many curse words that they use. They don't curse like we do. They get upset, but they don't curse that much. It's a different kind of culture. But what did happen, you know, of course, is all that, she says all the fuck shit, goddamn, all that stuff. Yeah, she says all that, and, he said, oh, she's cursing too much, that's her character. That makes sense for her. She's a tomboy. She's a tomboy bounty hunter, and with a really dirty mouth, and, you know, just one of those kind of people. I've met him in real life. It's pretty common. So, I didn't really get the problem. Oh my god, you needed that meat.
Yep. I did. Well, ready to start this
again. Well, see, we get all these coins. You wonder if there's something we can unlock to make the game easier.
You'd wonder.
But, okay, aside from that, Celine actually doesn't say dear sister. She says cute kitten. She's like, my cute, 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 cute kitten. And I looked at that and I'm like, ooh, that's kind of way off though. Because Celine is her sister, and or Celicia is her sister, so it sounds proper that she would address her like that. So I was just really kind of... Oh, now you died!
Well,
because you didn't get the meat. Okay, so this one, okay, so we know where, and there's one over here on the, yep, okay. We have to literally remember the...
All you gotta do is go where they were, because they don't, almost don't go the same place twice, except...
Man, I hope like hell they don't make that a feature. Where they just keep throwing those fucking...
Oh, every level?
Yeah, that would suck ass.
We ain't got that kind of patience.
Hell no. Well, so far, so good. Kill him real quick. But yeah, again, this guy just went on and on and on and on and on, and I got tired of him, and then... I mean, it got to the point where people just wanted to start bum-rushing him in there, and... Because he was arguing about everything from anime to comic books, like manga. I was like, I don't want all this political correctness. I'm like, okay, what part of changing cute kitten to dear sister is politically correct? There's nothing politically correct about it, and actually makes more sense with the character. Also... You have the fact that Celicia's cursing left and goddamn right, which definitely isn't politically correct. I mean, and you got a game where the character's getting raped and all this other shit. They don't make that out to be... I mean, it's very accurately described, man. I don't know what the hell this guy wants. And he's talking about other games. He's like, oh, well, this game... And then he's bringing up Manga Gamer. And Jess is like, why the fuck are you bringing up Manga Gamer? You know, we're Jess. We have a different kind of standard when it comes to translation. And I get what he's saying. Because Monica Real did admit on Twitter...
You ready?
Monica Real did admit on Twitter that she was changing anime scripts.
They're about to both ways.
Damn, how in the world do you get by that? Yeah, you should have go down. I should tell you.
Slipped.
damn it. You think you're going to go by there, but you're not. You can't. You just get completely destroyed by the damn chariots. You should be able to just remove the chariots. Goodbye, chariots. Turn chariots off. I might have to play this stupid thing with cheats just to get through this level. And then after you get through the level, I'll turn the damn cheats off so we can get through. Because all that guy's going to do is poke me. All one of these dudes has to do is poke me one fucking time. And I'm dead. And same with you.
Please let it be the end of the level. I think this is the furthest we've gotten.
It might be. Oh, we can use the strong attacks. Oh!
Oh, shit.
It's the goddamn chariots!
I mean, I was liking that.
I was, too! All right. All right. But yeah, anyway, it was an absolute shit show in there. I kept telling the guy, if you want an accurate translation, just go to fucking Japan. Go to Japan. I mean, he was getting on everybody's nerves. He was getting on Bloodnose's nerves. He was getting on Seryu's nerves. He was getting on everybody that works with Jast. And I mean, the head staff. And they're like, what the fuck? And again, like I said about Monica Rial changing the anime scripts. Okay, that was a big deal, especially since that shit was verified. She was changing the scripts. She was putting her politics in the game, or the anime. You can watch the anime dubbed, and you can look at the subtitles, and you'll notice that the fucking Japanese is way off from the dub for a lot of animes that she had done. A lot of very popular ones, unfortunately. Now, another thing, though, is that he's gotten paranoid, because he's basically like, oh no, they're going to destroy everything. The SJWs are going to destroy everything. They're going to destroy every piece of Japanese media ever. And, of course, there was one argument that was put forth. They said, why would somebody go in and study all this stuff and learn how to do all this stuff and localize something just to destroy it? And I said, well, there's a lot of people out there that feel like they're doing the world a favor by changing the stuff. Like, they're saying, well, if I take the time to learn all this, then that means, you know, I'll be able to fix it. Like they tried to do with Cowboy Bebop. They said they said they were fixing the problems in the anime. Keep that in mind, guys. Fixing the problems in the anime. That one you just can't stop.
But I bet there's a way to stop them, or they wouldn't.
Yep, see, if you're on the bottom, when that guy's on the top, he's gonna get you. Yep, you're on the bottom. Gotcha. Wow, that's really hard. Nope. I don't think. Well, see, when they're in the middle, it's hard to tell. All right. Yeah, I hope those things don't become a fucking staple, because I really don't want to deal with them in later levels. We even get to later levels.
Yep.
Shit. At this point, I may have to shut up so we can play. This is not this is not an easy one. Oh. Not with those fucking things taking off so much life as they do.
comic book. My dad has my grandparents and him with my aunt and uncle were stationed in France, and he had a Western comic book he gave me. It has this comic book on one side and an old Western on the other. It's pretty neat.
I do got to go back to what you said on something, though. You did say one thing. Because we were talking about Duke, how you would have the girls from the Antifa women come in and make them wear MAGA hats. Yeah. And you were like, well, what about a Christian girl with a pentagram? I was like, yeah, dude. If we've learned anything from Duke, it's that even these super religious women, dude, you get them up there with all that money, they're going to show where their real values are. And that's actually fucking... Even Duke said it was biblical.
Yeah.
Duke said it was biblical. That because... Why do you think that men were supposed to be in charge of the women? Because the women didn't know what they... Because women don't know what they want.
Yeah.
That's the purpose. And a lot of people don't really understand that. Like, I mean, even ones that say they think they know what they want, they don't know. Like, ones that'll say, oh, yeah, I want this, 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 and this. And then when you get it, you're not happy. And you wonder why, right?
Well...
Because that's what happens.
I think anytime the role is for one person to provide, the one it's being provided for is usually not grateful. Because they don't know what it took to get what they got a lot of times. Sometimes they do, and... I would say
that's
more appreciative person. But, you know, you think about kids growing up or how you were growing up. You didn't realize what it took to get what you got.
Right.
You know, the clothes on your back, the food.
And the father usually, you know, was responsible for most of that. I mean, that was the thing the fathers did. Was it Chris Rock said the father doesn't get enough respect.
Oh, yeah.
The father makes sure you have your damn electricity on and all that shit.
But the mother nurtures.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Well, the mother, yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
The mothers are good at that, but, like, the man's supposed to go and, yeah. The mother's supposed to go and raise the kids and all that shit. The father's supposed to do the hard work. I mean, that's the way it was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And they're like, oh, well, we don't do it like that anymore. And so, well, you see why everything's all fucked up, right? I mean, you screw up the very basic fundamental building blocks of what's supposed to be in a child's life. And then you wonder why you got this.
Yeah.
Why you got these damn kids that are being arrested for having nudity of themselves on their own phone. They're like, oh yeah, son, that's your penis on there. That's 10 years in jail for taking a picture of your penis and putting it on your phone. Yep, that's pretty crazy, right? Did you know that? You can get, if you're underage, you can be arrested now for having pictures of yourself on your own phone. That is incredible. And of course, they're Snapchatting and all that kind of stuff, not realizing that. I wonder if this is so common in high schools and middle schools. I wonder how much of the student population are actually sex offenders. I mean, it'll get to the point where, well, we can't put them all on the sex offender list. I was like, hey, Miss Triffleworth or something. I'm Agent So-and-so, and I'm here to arrest your entire class. What for? Well, every single one of them is a registered sex offender. What? How? We caught nudity from every single one of your students.
I think that is ridiculous.
Oh, but my God, it's so stupid. At the same time,
now... If they were taking pictures of themselves
to show, to send to other, to
someone of age, it's almost like you're And what is it? Enabling a crime in progress.
In that situation, or yes.
Aiding and abetting.
In that situation, maybe not yes. Aiding
and abetting. I don't remember what the term is. And it's where you help the criminal commit the crime.
Well, I know. But in that situation, yes. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the majority of the news being shared is between the teenagers. It's used. It's filtered through apps like Snapchat, Cash App, and other places. Yeah. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yeah. They really need a better process for vetting ages.
They have tried 50 million different things. You can't keep these damn kids off of it. Well, not
because... Oh, are you 18? Oh, please.
No, they've used... People use fake IDs and everything else to get on there. It's really... Look, they'll find a way. If they want to get on there, they will find a way. They will find a damn way to get on that damn OnlyFans and similar sites because they know they can make money off of it. And it's crazy because, I mean, they can be, all of them arrested for 10 years in jail, 10 years on the sex offender list. And it's like you're going over there and you're like, it's like, what'd you do? Man, I robbed a liquor store. What'd you do? I held a woman at gunpoint. What'd you do? Oh, I had pictures of myself on my phone. Like, nude pictures? That's it? Yeah.
Of yourself.
Of yourself.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. Man. Like, what's going to happen is one of these stupid cases is going to go before a judge. And a judge is like...
I'm surprised that hadn't
happened yet.
Rolled over.
It's going to have to be.
It's not like Roe versus, you know, it's not a big name case like Fleiss versus Grant or something.
What the fuck is that?
It's something I made up.
Okay.
Grant, because he got caught with the prostitute Heidi Fleiss, was a pimp in Hollywood for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Was she cute?
She was good looking when she was younger.
Well,
she's
older now. Well, I know that I'm talking about. I didn't know what. I know that
she. She was a madam's what they call.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a whorehouse.
Oh, so except she provided girls.
Yeah. Like Epstein, except these were of age.
Yeah, these were of age. At least we think.
As far as I know.
Right.
I'm not one to tell tales out of school, but I think they were. I wasn't a customer by any means.
Right. We can't verify that, but... Uh-oh.
Surrender by Jupiter. Never! The shittiest level followed by a fairly easy level.
Yeah.
Yep. Crazy how they put the worst level in the middle.
So now they want you to hit A.
Well, I'm fine with that.
I'm about a magic potion. Try playing in free play mode to improve your score. The Britons. The American class? We're still on mission one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Act one.
Yeah, or act one. Yeah.
Beat them up. You can make them as long as you want, really.
Yeah, you can. Not
much difference.
We're fighting the same. Yeah, we fight the same guys over and over and over again, but it's fun. It lets off steam after a crazy day.
I mean, you know, you think Ninja Turtles is the same damn thing?
Yeah.
We played that for years.
Oh my God! Yeah, we did. We definitely did. Yeah, but I mean, I was outraged at that CIA shit. But then I'm looking, I'm like, Chris Cuomo, he had shit happen to him. He had these 9-year-old trainees. Like, come on now. This stuff's getting ridiculous. And they're not going to be fired. They're not going to be prosecuted. That shit gets swept under Cuomo. Yeah, that shit gets swept under the rug. Just like it did with the CIA that I talked about yesterday. Well, on yesterday's video.
You know, they had a big thing about on Crowder about FBI being such a joke. Because about, like, they have been dropping the ball on all of their cases lately.
All of them.
What they're supposed to be going after, they're going after the wrong object. Like, instead of, like,
and that
infiltrating the rape going on in the Olympics committees and all that, they're going after a father because he's mad because they weren't going to prosecute a trans boy for raping his daughter.
Right.
Anally.
Yeah.
Raping his daughter.
Yeah.
At school.
In the bathroom.
Yep.
Yep. Of course. Oh, and they said that shit wasn't going to happen. Well, it did.
They had, the Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yep.
Where they didn't...
Instagram tried to ban him off there. Yep.
They didn't bring, what is it? They didn't bring the footage they had of the riot until, maybe a couple weeks before the trial started. So...
And Rittenhouse isn't even allowed to use his own name on Xbox. They said that... Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's getting bad.
Oh, he's having his gun destroyed, is what I heard. Because... He didn't want it in a museum or anything, or being glorified for being the weapon that killed those people and all.
Yeah, I hadn't really listened to him. I know you probably listened to the interview with him, but...
Oh, yeah. It was real good. If you get a chance...
Is he actually... So...
To see Ash Wednesday on Lateral Crowder.
So he's actually... Like, I've never heard the kid really there. Speak.
He's a nice enough kid. You know, you can tell he's an 18-year-old, but he's actually very mature for an 18-year-old, but at the same time, he's still a little immature because he is an 18-year-old.
Right.
Or 19 or 20, it doesn't matter. You're going to be immature several years.
And found like a porn star on his Twitter account.
Like, I always thought, oh, now I'm adult when I'm 18. Now I look back and like, oh, my God, I wouldn't want to mess with me. I was so immature.
Right.
Somehow I found people to mess with me, though.
Oh. Oh my God, we finished the first act of the game. I don't think I fought one boss.
We did. That guy we just beat, that was the boss. He just wasn't a very good boss.
Centurion guy.
Wasn't nothing compared to those damn horses and chariots. Oh, fuck them.
The Centurion guy, I completely forgot, yeah.
While you're skipping through this, I've got to pee.
Alright.
I've tried to hold it, but it'll wait right till you're in the middle of something.
Alright. Well. Let's see what we're at. Probably nobody in here. Nope, nobody. Alright, well, guys, I don't know. I think we're probably done for this one. I need some coffee or something. I've been asleep for 7 hours. I shouldn't be yawning like that. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I guess I am out of here. I'll see you tomorrow with all the articles. There we are. Alright. Later. Enjoy the decline.